dis. It was a dis is used a lot, and that is to break up the ground, you know. So there's a lot of things that.
Just a couple of these are a couple of pronunciation items. The thing that a sheep farmer would use to get the sheep off the, I mean, get the wool off the sheep, a pair of sheep.
Shears.
Okay, and the thing he used to nail nails into.
Hammer.
Okay, and the thing that you and I drove up today in the to the museum in.
In a car.
Okay.
And there's also trucks and all kinds of things.
Now, did y'all, were there different kinds of trucks that were used on the farm?
Yeah, pickups mostly, and then a small truck for hauling grain.
Okay.
And you always had a, generally a pickup and a car.
Okay.
And if you could afford it, a truck.
Mm-hmm. Were there different types of wagons that you remember early on?
Oh, yeah, there's all kinds of wagons.
Okay.
But I couldn't just tell you the name of them.
Okay. Did your father have guns?
Oh, yes, we always have guns.
Do you remember what kinds?
No, I know I gave my grandson a gun that his grandfather had, or my husband had, and it was a Sharps rifle, and he still has that. Mm. And we always had a shotgun and a .22.
Okay.
We always had a .22.
Okay.
It was, you know, for hunting and things like that.
The thing that goes into a rifle that you use it to shoot, what is that called? Just a thing you load into a rifle into the chamber.
No, I don't know anything about guns because I haven't. I've never used guns.
Yeah. Would that be called a cartridge?
I don't know. I know there is a cartridge, but
okay.
I would think a cartridge is a bullet.
Okay.
Is that what you were wanting to know?
No, I was just interested in if a cartridge is something, a word you were familiar with.
No.
Okay. We'll do one more page here, just a couple of questions, and we'll take a break, because I'm probably wearing you out here.
Well, my mind's getting a little feeble.
I don't believe it for a minute.
It does. It goes a little haywire.
We mentioned corrals in terms of horses and cows. Were there other animal pens on the farm?
Oh, we always had a pen for your hogs.
Okay. Is that hog pen?
Hog pen. Okay. And when we raised sheep, we always had them, we'd get them in the fall, and they would pasture our fields off, and then we'd lamb them out. It was old ewes.
Okay.
In fact, last year we had them. I told my husband if he got them again, I was going to leave, get a divorce. It always turned out that I was always having to lamb the, help him lamb.
Yeah,
but anyway, we would pasture out sheep and let them have their lambs and then sell them.
Okay.
And see, then it was ready to start farming again.
Okay. You mentioned earlier chickens. Where would they be kept, in a chicken?
Chicken house.
Okay.
For 22 years, I would raise 800 baby chicks every year, and always had 500 hens in the hen house. And in those days was hard times, and that bought the school kids the school books, their clothes, and our groceries. It supplied our family living while the other paid off things.
Mm.
And my youngest sister, she married a photographer, a master photographer. In fact, he photographed Eisenhower and a lot of different people. And during the war, he had to be in the service, so she needed a retoucher real bad. And so she said, why don't you come up and stay a week with us? And she had a photographer there, and we'll teach you how to retouch. That'd be a lot easier than raising 800 chickens every year. So anyway, I went up, and I learned how to retouch, and I practiced for about 6 months. And after that, then I did away with the chickens. And of course, being on the farm like that, no one knew I did this, but it was something I did at home. And I retouched negatives for Jaffe and Denver and Colorado Springs, and then all the studios here. And that's how I got involved in photography.
Okay.
So I retouched for 32 years. And I was always taking care of some photographer's mistake. So I decided to quit, and I just
do it yourself.
No, I just picked up the camera and started to taking pictures, and then it, well, why don't you take my pictures or something? Mm-hmm. So then I finally, my husband was real ill there, and so he built on another addition for my little studio, and I had my studio in the country. And by word of mouth,
people,
I had a terrific business.
Did would they have ever called a chicken house a coop?
Oh yeah, a chicken coop is